I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Ready to go outside.
Yeah. I know. Ready to, for it all, ready to take on the world, right?
Yeah.
Right. The world is not ready for us, but we're here digitally, thank goodness. We're getting into everything. Season 8, episode 16, Vanderpump Rules. We're one step closer to the Stassi and Beau proposal. I think that's coming next week, but of course there's some drama at the Witches of WeHo lunch, brunch, whatever event they were obligated to go to. Yeah, James and Lala are in the studio. I know Katie's excited. She loves the James and Lala music. Can't say the same for myself, but you know. Okay.
We're definitely going to have to talk about that.
Yeah. Sheena, you know, tries to do something nice for Dana and it totally backfires. It was very uncomfortable to watch, honestly.
It was a moment. I really can't wait to dive into that.
Uh-huh. Me too. And then Brett and Dana are flourishing together, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. I don't know. We have a lot to get into. Of course, we also have our Pumptini. Geraldine's going to give us some news later. But first, my name is Rivette Soro. I'm joined by Katie Thompson.
Hi, everybody.
Archie J.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. And Geraldine Jovan.
Hi, guys.
All right, guys. So who wants to go first? Give me your overall thoughts of this week's episode.
Katie. Well, you know I loved it. Oh, sorry. You said Katie,
No, go, Geraldine. She just looked ready, but go.
You know I loved it because there is drama.
Yeah.
Which I love, even if it's just Stassi yelling at Beau, which it's like, why would you ever yell at Beau? But I was more intrigued because of the drama. And then Sheena just, she's just weird. She's a weird child. And you got to see that more this episode. And it's like, wait, why are you crying again? It was just like, yo. And then the studio session with Lala and James, and then Lala has to be auto-tuned, TF up. And then roll up the dank. My man was like, roll up the dank. Like, what? Yeah. Hot mess. So it was just very entertaining, to say the least.
I have to say, if you go back to last season of me on AfterBuzz, I say, oh my God, you guys, I think that Witches of WeHo is coming out with a rosé. And everybody was like, girl, you crazy. That hasn't been anywhere. But bitch, there is rosé now. And I'm like, I knew that it was, I felt like I saw it on Kristen's something or whatever, which makes sense because she was the only one promoting it at the time. So I have lots of feelings about that. I almost don't trust that we're going to get the engagement next episode because they decided to drag out the wedding for 60 years. I'm honestly like, are we going to get it? Or is it just going to be them talking about it the entire time again? So we'll see. Mm. And Stassi, like, I am such a fan of her, but she be doing some stuff. And I'm like, ah. And then she took to Twitter this morning and I was still like, ah. So yeah, thoughts by Katie.
I just want to say that I thought the entire thing, I haven't enjoyed every moment of a show from Vanderpump in a very long time. There's been little good takeaways, but this was just good throughout, whether it was bad, good, or good. And I don't know. I was just like a little, I was very uncomfortable. And I feel like everyone kind of was painted in a bad negative light, which I kind of enjoy as a viewer, especially the witches of, especially like the Witches of WeHo situation as they were foreshadowing back and forth. And I'm just like, who's going to want to buy this wine if this is like the lies.
Oh no, I'm in. Like, oh, okay. It gets you guys like this. Okay. I'm in. I want a bottle. Thanks.
Oh my God, I think it makes Stassi look terrible as a business person. Where she's just like, I want out of this the second I can. But it's like, that's as for us, that's not what we want to hear that you are like with businesses.
Right. Because to me, it's like, regardless, even if you're not clicking with your girls, it's still a business. Like, you guys can just meet and discuss business things. But if you're that emotional and petty, and you can't even put business first, then you're not a good businesswoman.
Oh, can you not get along with your friends in order to make some money?
Money? Aww. Like, what? Like, come on now.
It's more common than usual, though. It really is. Just to play devil's advocate, that's why people say don't get into business with family members or close friends, because tensions do arise. And especially when it comes to money, you know, I might have a different way of making money or a different idea of how to market something than you. We might be best friends, but people clash. Not to defend Stassi, because let's get into it. Yeah. First and foremost, thank you for joining us in the live chat. We have Vanessa D. Gilmarie Frioso. I love that name. Oh my goodness. And Elizabeth Hart. So Gilmarie says, Stassi's a tad disappointing this season. And Vanessa says, Stassi's out here doing the most. Let me just flat out ask, do you guys think it's okay to tell your significant other not to be friends with someone? Like, given this situation, is that being extra?
Okay. I've talked too much. You go, Archie.
No, I just want to say, I think that does have some validity depending on the situation. But since we're going off of this situation and we're watching this take place, we know the relationship between Bo Kristen, Stassi Kristen. I think that it's a bit unfair how she is reacting and how she's going off on him, given how he is stating what it is. He's like, you know, she introduced us. I'm not going to like take her side, but I'm going to be cordial. Why do I have to be an evil bitch like you? Like, this is not hocus pocus, witches of WeHo. So I think that she was completely wrong in this situation.
I do not think she was completely wrong. I do think she is majority wrong, just because regardless, at the end of the day, you're an adult and you signed up for the business. So it's like, you always just got to choose to be a bigger person, even though you might want to wall out on someone. What I was seeing in this episode with Stassi and Kristen was a buildup. And, you know, they took us back. And I think Stassi is justified to feel that way. And if it's finally at a point where she's like, you know what, like, I've been really naive. I've forgiven her so many times, but she's filled with drama on top of how much drama she's brought to my life in the past. And yes, I've forgiven her and moved past it. But right now, like, I'm just really over you, you know? So I can understand you wanting to distance yourself from someone, but at the end of the day, you have a business with her, right? Again, I think Katie was the one who brought it up previously, that when Stassi was wanting to get back into the good graces of everyone, she used Kristen to finagle her way in there. And then the fact that Kristen introduced you to your now fiance, those are just some things where I still feel like that should take precedence over you just choosing to completely blow out on, go off on your man for him still trying to help you be a bigger person. But I do not think Stassi is completely wrong for wanting to be done with Kristen after all the shit that Kristen has done to her. Like, no. It's so late, though.
I feel like it's fine for her to want to be done with Kristen, but then to expect him to be done with Kristen when he was friends with her before is where it's not fair.
Yeah.
Y'all cannot be in the same room together, and that's fine. But if he wants to talk to her at something, or like he says, keep her at an arm's length, then he should be able to do that. And I feel like the only reason that he was bringing all of this up is because Lisa Vanderpump was like, hey, you should probably invite Kristen. Because wasn't there a whole thing with Katie's wedding and they didn't invite somebody and they wish they had? We've done this before. We've seen it. Let's go ahead and invite somebody so that, like, I mean, and I get it. She's really, really done. But is she really done?
But is she really done? Right.
And the thing that really annoyed me is that, of course, Katie and Stassi like come together. Kristen clearly did all of the work and they just showed up and Stassi was just like, can I like have a rosé? And then like they all sit to drink and Stassi has to have her back completely to Kristen. Like, you are acting like a child. This is a work event. You have put your name on this product and then you are going to yell at your boyfriend in front of everybody. If you have an issue with what he is doing at that party, you fix that behind closed doors. You do not make yourself and both of y'all look like a fucking idiot because you decided to lose your shit on him over talking to somebody that you are done with.
Mm-mm. It was good to see that because we have seen maturity in all of the characters on the show, but you know, it's good when they still remind you, like, look, I am who I am. And Stassi is still deep down a spoiled little brat. And I've always felt that way about her since season one and just how she would carry herself in certain ways. And yeah, I get it. At the time you were what, in your earlier 20s, but still, like, I could tell, like, you know, this girl hasn't really been told no a lot in her life, and just had real honest, authentic, genuine relationships with people where they could tell her things sometimes that she doesn't want to hear, and you just have to accept it because it's coming from a friend or a loving place. It is what it is. And what we saw in this episode was Stassi being Stassi. She's still that little girl who it's like, no, well, I don't want, you don't talk to her. You're my man. And you have to, and what? Oh, no, you're not listening. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry now. And it was like, I can't believe, like, you're doing way too much for what?
Those tears, I think, should have been directed, that anger and those tears should have been directed towards Kristen, because I understand why, especially in this episode, Kristen's talking to Bo. I'm not on either of their sides. I'm on team Bo. Because Kristen's like, oh, what? You can't be my friend because you're scared of Stassi. Like, as a woman, like, please step away from somebody else's man. Like, just step away. If you want to talk to him about your friendship, okay, but don't, like, it's so condescending. And I think for any man to hear that, like, what? No, I'm not scared. I can be friends with whoever I want to be friends with. But I hated that Kristen did that. It was just so gross to me. And then Stassi just flipping out at Bo. It was just, like you said, Droslyn, she was just throwing a temper tantrum. Classic Stassi. It was just really disappointing. And Bo looked like he wanted to cry.
He's such a sweet guy.
Well, because he's like, I'm about to get down on my knee, and she is just freaking out. Crazy. But if I were him, I'd be like, I'm awake.
Wait, but you know what? That was a good point, Rebecca, because I actually forgot. That's also what made me a little more team Stassi, because Kristen, girl, don't you ever, none of my friends better not ever say to my man anything along the lines of, oh, you feel that way because of Jocelyn. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. You understand? Like, so I felt like Kristen was out of line for that. And then I think because, again, they have past issues, it was a trigger for Stassi. Because, girl, you done already screwed my ex-man, and now you over here trying to make my new man, you know, feel like he has to choose or should be like, no, I think it was a trigger for her, and that's kind of what set her off. But then at the same time, she's so immature, she doesn't know how to handle it like an adult. She handled it like a little girl. But to also to Katie's point, Katie had brought up what she tweeted this morning, and Stassi tweeted, all these people tweeting at Bo to run like he wasn't aware I was already a psycho before now.
Billy Branch is in the live chat and says, yeah, this is the same person who would go on and on with, it's my birthday. I would say that she needs to grow the hell up, but I think it's too late. Good luck, foe. I mean, this literally happened the night before, because in the episode he was saying, I am proposing tomorrow. So I'm waiting to see like how they resolve this, because this was a big issue. And then I do think Bo has a point, because you know, girls, we fight sometimes and we make up. And Bo is saying, well, one day if they make up, which I do think inevitably they will, but he says, you know, I'm going to look like an asshole if I just drop her when I've been friends with her for all these years. So I don't know.
You always got to be the bigger person. My best friend, look at me. I'm horrible. My best friend, it actually hooked up me and my fiance. Him and her were friends before he met me. So that's how we, you know, we kind of connected. But there was a point me and my best friend had a falling out, and I never made him feel like he couldn't be friends with her, or he couldn't speak to her, or she couldn't even vent to him about me. You know, I just stayed out of it because I was like, that's their friendship. That's their relationship. And if she gets out of line, she knows I'll check her ass. But it's like, you just got to be mature. It's not that serious, especially when it's like, eventually y'all going to be friends again. Most girls, we get over stuff. So it's like, come on, Stassi.
And that's why she's engaged. All right, guys, before we move on, we have to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We could not do this if you weren't so attentive and tuned in every single week. We appreciate you. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars, leave a rating. No, we did not get another rating. I'm not mad. We got a lot of nice comments, so thank you for that. If you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up, and turn off the notifications if they're too annoying. But wherever you are, thank you for tuning into the conversation. And Vanessa D is saying, it's hard to believe these people are in their 30s.
Oh my God. Yes. Especially Sheena. Especially Sheena. I'm like, girl. Well, no, Sheena and Stassi. Seriously, they are.
Let's get into Sheena.
Thank God. I was like, can we please?
Katie, what are your thoughts on Sheena this week?
I'm so confused. Well, one, she makes me want to buy over the knee boots. Like I do. She makes me want to do that. So I'm going to. Yeah, I love
the knee boots.
I know, but I'm gonna get
me a pair. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do that. But with this whole Dana situation, is it Dana? Is that her name? The blonde one? This whole Dana situation where she like they came in and they were talking. And like I was actually confused when I was watching it because she like started, so she talks about the hot dogs and the mac and cheese and playing the Beatles and her mom, right? So then Sheena immediately starts sobbing and I'm like, wait, sweetie, what's up? Why are you crying? I don't understand. And then she's like, I like paid for somebody to like bring your mom through. And while I was watching, I thought that she was saying that she brought her through to the night of the hot dogs and Beatles. And I was like, how you get a ghost to, how you do that? What? But then when she was like, oh, no, and then Sheena is lying to her. I was just like, what? And then she goes, but here's the thing about the Sheena lying situation. Let's all put ourselves in Sheena's shoes, right? She hires this woman, her I almost said therapist, her medium or whatever, to bring the dead mother back, blah, da, 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 da. Why on earth would you, well, but also, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. I have so many feelings about the Sheena situation.
We're with you.
Great. Yeah. Of course, she's going to be there. You guys are a reality show. This was already set up. They had to call this woman weeks ago to get her to be there. So, Dana, you should know that having the woman there has nothing to do with, like, that's how this show works. So, like, if you're down for it, of course she's going to come in and do it. But I would get why Dana is so, like, I don't understand. We're not friends. We're not close. Why are you trying to be around me and my dead mother? I don't understand the whole... It was super weird. I was uncomfortable. I had to rewind it and watch it again. I was like, did this happen? So yeah, I was just feeling many ways about it.
It was inappropriate. Reality TV or not, that's inappropriate. It's the girl's mom. She lost her mother. And bitch, I don't like you. Like, that's just that. Like, who do you think you are to come to my house and then have a medium downstairs and act like, and then it's like, okay, she was thinking along the lines of, all right, she's just asking me. And then if I say yes, we'll set a date and go do this.
That would be different.
Sheena already had it planned in her mind that, oh no, this is happening right now. She's downstairs. And then every time we've seen it since her first season on the show, anytime she gets called out on something, here come the tears. Here come those crocodile tears. And then for her to say, you know, I just wanted to do something nice for you because it's just been a lot of negative for you. No, actually her life is okay. She's dating. She's going out with her friends. She's going on double dates.
Also, if you want to do something nice, like buy me a slice of cake, don't bring me a medium to talk to my dead parents.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's just weird. What? Like, and not everybody, you don't like, not everybody's even up, open and up for that medium thing. So it's like, that's one thing. Like you said, buy me a gift. Give me a nice sentimental gift, maybe even like a picture or something to remind me of my mother. But to bring a medium to my house, it was just like too much. And then when she started crying, it's like, girl, you are just digging yourself in the hugest grave.
I just want to say Sheena was great reality TV today. Oh, yeah. I mean, yesterday, whatever, this week. Sheena brought the reality TV. And I don't think that it's necessary to say that, girl, I don't know you, because they were trying to form a relationship. And this is Sheena just doing her part, being cuckoo crazy, being Sheena. And It did set me off, because like you said, not everybody's okay with connecting to a spiritual medium like that. So like that was uncomfortable. But I do feel like, although like, yes, this was prepared in advance, Dana was playing the part of the show. Like what is happening now, when, you know, she probably did have an idea. So I don't right. fault her in that. But Sheena, definitely very weird. I just got sick of even the small clips at the Witches of WeHo event. She just kept saying, like, nobody called me after my surgery. Like, it was just, like, a lot of, it was just very needy.
It's always been that, though, with Sheena. When she got her, like, tooth done, she was like, only Peter called me.
Like, and are we not going to talk about, like, how she fell off a scooter, too?
The fell off the scooter with her hands. Yeah. Something happened with her eyes years ago.
But here's
the thing.
I can't
keep up.
You scrape your knee and it's like up the entire time, right? And then you come to work in knee-high boots. Now, ain't that gonna rub your scab wrong? But then I was thinking, maybe she thought, like, I should cover it because it's disgusting. But then, like, put on a pair of tights. I don't know.
Guys, I think Sheena had good intentions. Yeah. I think in her mind, she really was
trying to help a friend, and maybe she went through this experience. And I'm not defending her actions. I just am defending her intentions, because she truly seems like she was affected by this psychic in like a positive way, maybe wanted her friend to experience it, which I get. But like everybody said, I mean, these things are planned out. You don't know how certain people feel about stuff like that. You know, that can be very triggering for some people. But yeah, Dana should have been given a heads up. But also the whole, Gina, can you come inside? She's here right now. Like, that was just, it was so dramatic. Like, all right, just leave. Let her go home. I don't know.
Because if this weird. Was in, like, if it was in any other situation and, like, she was just telling her about this time that she went to a psychic that she likes, the psychic would not be downstairs, because it would not be reality television. The right. only reason that she's downstairs is because it's reality television. So right. I feel like that's where I'm not mad at Sheena, because we don't know how this actually... I don't really know how much is really happening in the season and how much of it is produced. So that's why I'm just like...
But what we True. Do, what we can see is that Sheena does not really have that a deep connection with any of the other girls on the show. And yeah. when you see like something like what we just saw on last night's episode, she is weird and she doesn't know how to really be genuine. And the fact that she was there before Lala, and Lala has been able to become more a part of the crew than Sheena, it just shows like Sheena is the issue at the end of the day, the same way Kristen is the issue.
Even, I was just going to say like how she is the issue. She even said in her confessionals when she went after guy, after guy, after guy, I started to be like, you know, maybe you should look like, it's not always them, when she said they affected her head and her heart.
Yeah, but
that's true. And I was going to say that too. But then I was proud of her when Lisa asked her like, oh, how are you? And Sheena said, like, I'm good. I don't want to be in a relationship. And then Lisa was like, you don't have to, like, lie to me. Like, just open up. And that's when they showed the confessional. And I was like, oh, look, she's saying something real, like how she actually feels. Mm-hmm. So I liked that. I felt like it was a little moment of growth. But then again, like you said, Archie, she's at the party. Like, you didn't call me. Like, they probably don't even know what an egg retrieval is. Like, it's Max and Brett we're talking about. Like, I don't know. I think she's expecting too much. And she's saying that her friends take her for granted and that she has a one-sided relationship. She said that to Brett. Do you guys think that?
No.
I just don't think Brett is into it. Like, he said many times, like, I care for you, whatever. But that's him just being like, I don't want to bang you and I'll be on my way.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
Brett seems to care a lot, though, about Dana. The fact he pulled Danica aside when they were out. I don't remember where they were, but they were out and he pulled Danica aside, basically saying like, why are you talking shit about me? Because it seems like he actually likes Dana. My prediction last week was that Dana was going to be super into him and he's going to get over it, but he seems to genuinely like her
a little.
But he has time to make comments on the pasta girl's outfits at the club. I didn't like that. I didn't know why Vanderpump had to keep that in when James sits down and what's the pasta girl's name? I'm sorry, y'all. Is she Danica?
Charlie.
There it is. I wouldn't have pulled that name out of a hat, y'all. Charlie had like her like Euphoria type outfit on and like it was so cute. And then James sits down and then Brett's like, oh, like how do you feel about that outfit?
Right. That's
Nobody
what I'm saying.
Asked you.
Right. Like he's going to always have his eye on what's the prize in front of him, you know? So, you know, you got to be careful with kind of taking a guy like that serious because he's not ready to, you know, he's flirting with Lisa Vanderpump like every time he sees her. Like he's not ready to settle down.
Strange. That scene depressed
that makes me.
At Nightingale.
Makes me uncomfortable.
It was Nightingale.
Yeah,
it
Nightingale.
Was
Nightingale.
It depressed me because I can't go.
First of all, every scene depresses me. Even when they were at Farmhouse, I was like, oh, I missed the mall. Oh, they're by the mall.
Yeah.
Guys, Gene said he genuinely likes her because of the show.
Oh, she's Dana? Because of the show. Oh,
yeah.
It does feel that way. Also, the Charlie's outfit, I'm sorry. We all saw that outfit in Euphoria a year ago. Like, it's nothing new. I'm sorry. I'm so over that outfit. I loved it. Now I'm over it because
but remember this was last year, so she was actually on trend.
Yeah,
you know, because I was thinking that about Stassi's shirt to the event. I was like, oh, that was like cute. That's a cute shirt. That was from like last summer style, but she wore it last summer. So she was hip to it. So I now cannot wear the shirt. I cannot wear the shirt.
Wait, is that the same rule for the over the knee boots? Am I late?
You're late.
I've been wearing over the knee boots for like
a thing for, yeah, people have been doing that for a long time.
So you guys, it's like winged eyeliner. You can still do. I mean, it's about to be summer though. I don't need to be wearing no boots over the knee.
You can still dress like Ariana Grande anytime you want.
And some big sweatshirt.
Yeah. Over the knee boots, ponytail, lollipop. Yeah.
Yeah. We good. Also, another side note, Dana and Brett keep talking about Max, and I just feel like it's so weird. Like, they kept going on about it, and Dana even pulled Max aside, like, hey, Sheena lookalike. Like, what are you doing? It's just weird. It's just weird. You already, like, sorry, not slut shaming, but you slept with two friends. Do we need to keep talking about it with each other?
Pretty much. Yeah. And that's where it's like, I'm starting to feel like Katie, where it's like, all right, newbies, I'm over y'all, because you guys are like reaching for storylines instead of just having genuine storylines. And I feel like follow Charlie, because she's a hot box. I think she got some real things going on, and they could just follow her storyline because she seems vibrant and living her best life. So
Charlie,
Tina and Tamara. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, because the whole Dana, Max, Brett thing, it's like, they're really dragging this out. And the only reason it's still semi-interesting is only because of the Sheena component, because Sheena's really jealous. Like, that's not fake. Like, you could tell that Sheena's genuinely jealous. But
why did,
No, go ahead. I'm done. I'm just saying, like, the three of them though, they're boring.
Why did he even go up to her and be like, hey, let's talk for a minute? I would have turned around and been like, so for like what? About what? Yeah. And I think that's why she said like, hey, so I Brett or Max.
It was Max.
He asked Dana to have a conversation at wherever they were. And I was just like, I don't understand why you're even asking to talk to her. This doesn't like, why would you have a convo? But then she got her zinger in.
I do think he wanted to like come to a middle ground, because last time he maybe heard from her, like he skipped out on the birthday, then he went to Vegas, and then she got word back that he was sleeping with But
yeah,
I think this is the end of it. I think this is the end of it.
Oh yeah. I hope fingers crossed. I was also impressed with James. He was out at Nightingale too, completely sober, like holding the bottle and like saying like, I don't need to drink this. I feel like that was like a really good moment. That's a big deal, I think.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And just because we know where he's come from, and to now see him in this place in his life, it's like, wow, James is really maturing. Like, he's really coming into his own. And when we were watching him and Lala talk about like just certain experiences that you know only they would, anybody in their situation, like a recovering addict, would understand, it was really nice to see that, to even know. Because then I knew from there that James was being honest, that he really was being staying sober. And I appreciated that.
Yeah. And he was admitting his faults. He was saying like in the studio, like, I'm, you know, I did this, and all the flashbacks, a lot of good flashbacks in this episode, like we mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But he was really saying like, you know, I would say some messed up things. I loved him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, when they were talking. Yeah. When they were talking about like dreaming and like getting freaked out that like you get really fucked up, and like, I'm sober from Xanax. I used to have like a massive Xanax addiction, and like, I get that. I will have dreams where like I like take a whole bottle of them and I wake up and I'm like, oh girl, no, you good. You're still 4 years into this. It didn't. So like, I really like related to that, and I really do. James, he's got that like sober glow. It's like when you when you realize that like you don't necessarily need the thing that you thought that you needed. Yes, James. Yes, sweetie, I love you. James.
Yeah. And these are real stories.
Your comment about the auto-tune with Lala. If we go back to earlier Lala times, a bitch can sing. I think he decided, he's like, let's really get this auto-tune. Because like when Ariana was in there, he's like, I want you to sound like a sexy robot. And we were like, okay. That's weird.
I remember that.
He has these styles.
Yeah.
Choices.
Yeah. And auto-tune sounds the best when you actually can carry a tune. That's T-Pain taught us
exactly.
That. Like not everybody can just do auto-tune. Like if you actually you have to have some tone to where you can carry those notes to where the auto-tune can do. So Lala was doing that. It's just that
the song in general is trash.
If you guys come for my James Kennedy one more time, I'll take these AirPods off and I'm gonna walk off into my bedroom.
Yo, sorry, Archie!
But he says things like, this is so Kanye. Like, you can't say that and me.
His bars are so trash. Like, they are the most trash bars. And I know so many people who, you know, they're quality musicians. And it's like, damn, like, you really got to try to be friends with someone like a James and a Lala because they got access to these studios. And what, you know, you can help them make the best use of it because they're going to get in there like, roll up that dank. I said, girl, who wrote those lyrics?
Who wrote
the lyrics?
I have some tea, small tea. My ex-boyfriend was really good friends with James, and we went to James's birthday party last year. He was still, you know, drinking, so he was very drunk. My ex is a musician as well, so they make music together here and there. And James did this whole freestyle, and he freestyled to my ex, and it was, like, going on, and I was like, how is he doing this? And then there was a conversation of James saying, yeah, man, like, we need to get into the studio and make bullshit music because that's what sells. Like, they don't want this deep shit. And I was I get it.
Right.
He's a business man. He knows what the ratchets want.
Yeah.
I think the next time I go to a party, I'm just going to start freestyling. Just like, oh, my God, you guys. And then just start and see where that gets me. I think I'm going to do it.
That's good the luck. Way to do
We're
it.
We're going to take Little Baby Kate to Lil Baby Kate is what we're going to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, Lil.
Lil Baby Kate. Y'all.
So Lala was at the Witches of WeHo brunch thing, or I keep calling it a brunch, whatever, event.
Whatever it was.
She was telling Ariana about James, and I thought this was interesting, but let me know what you guys think. You know, Lala's sober and Ariana's saying, like, I'm so drunk I had like 5, you know, drinks, and Lala's just sort of standing there. I don't know, like, I have friends that are sober. I feel like we all know people that might be sober. I feel like it's a little bit insensitive.
Yeah,
like, you're but just like, I'm so drunk.
It's
like,
easy to forget though. And then at the same time, they start to get offended when you're acting different around them.
Okay. For Lala, she doesn't want people to be like, oh, I shouldn't say this because I'm drinking, or oh, I can't have a drink, because you don't want to be the person where people feel uncomfortable like around because you didn't. If she had an issue with it, she wouldn't put herself in that situation. So I feel for Ariana to do that, yes, it's a little insensitive, but at the same time, I don't think that it bothered Lala at all. But when she said it, I was like, ooh, cringe, but I've done that. I have accidentally said something like that to somebody, or somebody has talked to me about Xanax and whatever. Like it happens, and it was uncomfortable but innocent.
But it's like, in order to grow, you have to put yourself in those real life situations, because everybody's not going to monitor themselves because you're trying to change.
Right. That's true. Exactly.
That's true. I've slipped up too, and then I'm like, oh, sorry, like I didn't mean to say that. And they're like, no, you're fine. So that makes sense. I just want to know your take on it. But let's move to our pumptinis. Katie, would you like to go first?
I didn't prep mine yet. Somebody else go.
Okay. Duraldlin.
My pumptini is going to go to Stassi because y'all know I'm team Stassi, and I'm just going to sit her down and we're going to get drunk and I'm going to be like, Stassi, get out of your fucking bag. Okay. Your little spoiled ass bag, bitch. And be a grown up boss. You still got your damn book pinned as your pinned tweet. From 2018, you just started a wine company. Like, it would be so dope if we could just keep seeing your business moves pinned to the top of your tweets. So stop it. Promote
the
wine.
She needs a friend like you.
Yeah, she does. Everybody needs a black friend with braids like this, because all I'm going to do is just read your ass. Everybody needs a friend like
this. Can you, after this, I need you to explain the term in your bag. I keep seeing it. I don't know what it means.
Oh, it just means you're being like emotional. Like, if you wake up today and you're being like, you're just feeling moody, I'm like, I'm in my bag today.
But also, like getting your bag is just like, I'm in my bag. Like, I'm in my zone. I'm winning. I'm grinding.
Oh, that's what I thought it was. There's a lot of bags. Actually, there's a lot of bags.
We'll regroup after this. Is it a gym bag?
I'm going to give mine to Sina just because she probably needs it.
Nice. That she probably does.
Talking about this bag.
Katie, have you thought of yours yet?
Yeah, I'm going to give like a glass of water to James because he has just been doing real well with this
sober situation and he's not, you know, saying degrading things to women. So like, yes, James, like, let's get it.
I love it.
Yes.
My Pomtini goes to Sheena's Chanel bag, which she so lovely told us.
Yes, that was good.
Saved her knee or whatever. I don't know. Thank you, Chanel. Coco Chanel.
That was so good.
She's really in her bag. But
yes. Ba-dum.
Literally. All right. Off. Time for some news, guys. Some news.
Yes.
With Rosalyn.
So speaking of Sheena. Sheena's got a man, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. He looks like Jason Momoa. What was his name in Game of Thrones? What was the name? I forgot it too. He was only like
Drago.
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 Oh, nailed it.
Yes. That is her man. And she put, I waited a while to actually post something with my boyfriend because negativity always surrounds my dating life. And it can be frustrating, but it's been 7 months and I've never been happier. I am finally ready to share our relationship as more than just a highlight of stories. Everything from literally day one up until quarantining is documented in my latest Meet My Boyfriend blog on YouTube.
She was probably like,
wait,
okay, none of this dating stuff is working. I'm going to keep this next one a secret, get my own followers since Vanderpump's probably ending for me and become... like a vlogging babe.
You too. But yeah. it's cute that the fact that I wrote on her page, like the fact that you waited 7 months to tell us and then like build something solid, I feel like this has a little more foundation than her previous relationships, possibly.
I did a little digging. So she wasn't being like completely quiet about it because for the past 7 months, she has been commenting on all of his photos saying, my baby looks so hot. And I'm like, wait, what? How are you? This is a secret, but you're just like,
right.
I did a little digging too. This is Ryan in the booth. It's Drogo.
Oh my God, Ryan.
Drogo.
Thank you.
Drogo.
Drogo.
Guys, this wasn't news to me because I promise you, she posted on a vacation they went on like last year. And I think she deleted the picture. It was like them by a waterfall. Comment down below if you saw it too. And she's been vlogging with him for like the past 3 months. And she's posted him on her story. So it wasn't like completely, like I knew she had a boyfriend.
But this is growth for her. Like she's tried to keep it on the down low. And this is the best that we're going to get.
This is the best we're going to get. And I feel like if this is something that you would have said to her face, Rivette, she would start crying. Because it's like, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I didn't mean that as a bad thing. I just mean like I've stalked him before and I've known that they were together and they look hot together.
It's that what you're saying is the truth. And like maybe she actually really didn't do anything differently. But to her, she did something different because she waited to put it on her Instagram. So.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't like an official. This is. And yes. Also, Vanessa D says, and her man is as crazy about her as she is about him.
That's good. Oh, I hope cute. It stays that way. I hope it stays that way. But our last news and gossip story is for Miss Katie Maloney, who lost 20 pounds during the quarantine.
Go, Katie.
Oh, damn.
Go, Katie.
Yes. She, a fan asked her about it, and she said, yes. She explained that she originally thought that her weight gain was over a thyroid issue, but she found out it was, she got a nutritionist. She found out her metabolism and how to eat more based on her metabolism. And she says, now I have a great understanding on nutrition and what kinds of food I should and shouldn't be eating. And she looks great.
Yeah.
She
good for her. Hell yeah.
So she hasn't just been knitting. So that's just shut me down.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say to everyone.
Yeah.
In this panel as well, who are saying, okay, all she does is sit home and knit. Take that. She lost 20 pounds during quarantine. Good for you, girl. Okay. I'm always rooting for Katie. She's not always the most exciting, but I am rooting for her. Yeah. I'm happy.
Likewise.
Is that all for news today?
That's all for news and gossip.
Fun. Okay, we have time for quick predictions. Archie, would you like to go first?
So I want to say that I predict that Bo is going to run after Stassi because that's kind of where it leaves off. She's like calling a car or something. And they're going to resolve the issue right then and there. And I'm going to predict that Kristen will be at the celebration.
She will.
I hope she is.
I don't want her to.
I predict that Kristen is going to pop up out the cemetery at the proposal with like Michael Jackson, like, dun-dun-dun-ch,
dun-dun-dun-ch. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I love that prediction a lot.
Yeah. Oh my God. As I was watching the predictions, I said them out loud. I was like, this is what happens. This is what happens. A bitch does not remember. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh my God.
She's the worst. She does this every week.
Don't come to me. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get yelled at. Yes.
We're going to see the baseball tournament.
Oh yeah, the baseball tournament.
Yeah, I predict that Sir is going to win over Tom Tom. And then I know the proposal is going to make me cry, and that's all I wrote down for predictions. Who do you guys think is going to win the baseball tournament? Tom Tom or Sir?
Tom Tom.
Maybe I'm rooting for Tom Tom.
Okay. I'm on Sir, so we'll see, guys.
We'll see.
Comment down below. Let us know who you think is going to win. Let us know your thoughts on everything. And thank you for tuning in. We'll be here the same time, same place next week. Thanks to everyone in the live chat. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. And you can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Archie, where can they find you?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Archie J Speaks and my podcast, The Archie J Experience. Rivette was on this week.
I was. Jerozlyn?
You can follow me at Jerozlyn Diva on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
And you can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.